Well, you may have heard about this story. There was a troubled sanctuary for horses that had taken in some wild horses in South Dakota. The sanctuary folks were unable to take care of the horses, and now they're scrambling to find new homes for those horses. Some of them are stallions that have not been gelded, and that does make a horse occasionally a bit of a challenge to handle, in particular a wild horse. Some of them have are older. They've got serious health conditions. There are a number of horses that are blind. When we found out about the story here at KUMD, reached out to some local sanctuaries that also do horse rescue and learned some additional interesting information about the challenge of horse rescue. Katie Johnson's on the board of a local rescue in Barnum called The Sanctuary, and she's our guest this morning on the phone. Hey, Katie, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you on the line with us this morning. So I popped an email to you folks because one of the fun parts of the job is to try to make connections with people, and said, have you heard about this situation in South Dakota? And indeed you have. Now, what is the sanctuary able to take in any of these horses, though?
Unfortunately not. Within the last couple of years, I'm not sure if many of the listeners have heard of this, but these kill pens have kind of popped up, especially one in Cannon Falls, and it's made it very difficult to receive funding for rescues, but you know, these kill buyers and these kill pens make thousands and thousands of dollars every single week. Currently, there's over 100,000 horses sent to slaughter in Canada and Mexico every single year. And what these kill buyers do is they offer up just a small handful of those horses that they intend to export. And they basically, I kind of call it emotional blackmail. You know, they take pictures of them. They sometimes even have registration papers. You know, they'll take videos showing if they can be ridden or not. And then what we've kind of noticed is that people are now spending a lot of money to get these horses out that, you know, are being threatened to ship by noon on Friday or 2 p.m. on Friday. And it doesn't seem like there's much left over to donate to rescues any longer. So currently, we're completely privately funded. We ask for donations for hay quite often. When we have taken a couple horses from the kill pens, actually more than a couple. We took a group of seven, actually, in the summer of 2015, and it was a group of bucking rejects. And, you know, everybody said, oh, we'll donate. We want to come see them. And unfortunately, a lot of times there doesn't seem to be a lot of follow-up that comes with it. So
people
made it a struggle.
People want to, they want to do the right thing, and they want to jump in, you know, kind of at the last minute. But then what, you suppose it's a sense that, oh, the horses are safe now. Everything's okay.
I think that's exactly it. So because then the next week, it's another scramble to say, you know, save the next batch. But, you know, it's the ones that are safe that tend to be forgotten.
Now, when I was living in North Dakota, the Bureau of Land Management would do wild horse roundups every so often, and I actually knew some fantastic horse people out there who had adopted wild horses and made fabulous saddle horses and family horses out of them. But it seemed like there was always kind of this threat hanging over, too, you know, I'll sell them for horse meat or whatever.
Right, and you know what's ironic is, according to the law, the Wild Burro and Horse Safe Act that President Nixon signed into office, it's actually illegal to slaughter those horses. I find that if you actually read the law, there's quite a few violations that are currently going on. And, I mean, right now there's over 50,000 wild horses in these holding pens. I have read reports that, unfortunately, large numbers have been sold to kill buyers and have been exported. And currently there's only about 26,000 horses left on the range, and the BLM even says that that's too many. But, you know, then there's millions of cattle and sheep, so it's very unfortunate for the wild horses. They're viewed as, you know, vermin in their own, on their own lands, and it's not legal to ship them, but the threat of slaughter, you know, they like to give that threat to people who don't know better.
So, Katie, if people are looking to get a horse, they might say, okay, I want to adopt a horse, and I want to do the right thing. I want to take the money that I'm going to spend on this horse, and I want to do the right thing. I want to help a horse. I want to maybe save a horse. So what would you recommend for people?
I would definitely recommend looking at local rescues. That way that the money you're spending is actually going back to help the rescue. You know, the money that we make off of our adoption fees by no means covers all the costs that we have incurred. We go through our rescue right now. We have 26 horses. We go through 8 to 10 round bales of hay per week. Those round bales, for us, we get a special discount, $25 per round bale, but typically they cost much more than that, and also we have a farrier come out every 6 to 8 weeks, which is about $30 per horse, so you can do the math. Donations are greatly appreciated, but I would really recommend going to local rescues, and most rescues will really try to match people with their skill level. We have horses that would be better for more experienced riders. We have horses for beginners. We have pasture horses. And so we really try hard to match horses with adopters so that it's a successful adoption.
Well, and of course, one of the things that they say about a rescue or a shelter is that you save two lives. You save the lives of the animal that you adopt, and you also make a space for another animal to come into the rescue.
That's certainly true. I mean, every single week we get contacted being asked if we can take horses for people who, you know, either have a medically needy horse, a blind horse that they just don't feel that they have a proper setup for, or, you know, a variety of circumstances, and typically we have to turn them away.
Well, Katie, thank you so much for the opportunity to talk about this a little bit. We get a link set up to the sanctuary so folks can take a look at some of the horses available there, hoping maybe we can add some horses to our Forever Home feature here on KUMD. Katie, it's been informative. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Katie Johnson is a board member of a local horse and dog and cat and animal rescue in Barnum called The Sanctuary. She's our guest this morning here on Northland Morning.